This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
your award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, in the car. Did you know that a big portion of people who listen to Joy in the car, just like you? Right now, times are really tough financially, and without your support, Joy may not be around to make your drive around Melbourne fun. So tell your siblings, your workmates, heck, even wind down your window and tell someone else stuck in the traffic to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture. Saturday Magazine. Every Saturday, 10 till 12 on Joy 94.9.
Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9. Podcasts are a really, really important part of what Joy does. And I'm wearing a special T-shirt, Pete. Can you see that?
For those playing at home, it's basically a ratings
T-shirt. It says 301,779 podcast downloads and counting.
Yes.
Which is probably incorrect as of now. It's probably
No, that was actually a week ago.
No, see,
it was a week ago. But Pete is Joy's podcast supremo, or the lovely old word, comptroller. Pete does a lot of really, really hard work and takes a lot of time to ensure that our podcasts get posted, and that there's, a consistent method of doing that. And it's a really, really important part of Joy. And we're actually closing probably this month, I reckon, we'll pass 1.9 million podcast downloads. Be nice if we actually passed 2 million by the end of the year. We might be able to do it, but who knows?
It's quite possible.
But it's
I think probably December.
December.
Crack the 2 million mark.
Yeah. So was it last week, Pete, or the week before you attended the AusPod conference?
Yeah, it was the week before last.
Okay,
yeah.
So tell us what that is, who runs it, and what was discussed, and what's it about?
Okay, it's the Australia's podcast conference. It's run by the ABC, who have all the money, of course. So they run that every year. They've been running it for 5 years. This year, I think there was probably about 500 people there.
Wow.
Because it'd be a reasonably new podcast conference, I would think. Because
yeah,
podcasting
years.
Is... Mm. How old's podcasting now, do you think? 10? Will we go 10?
Maybe 10, yeah. Joy's
but
been
really,
podcasting
just
for about 6 years,
yeah,
7 years.
Yeah, the last 5 years, I reckon. Like, I figure if my mother knows what podcasting is, then it's massive now.
Correct.
It's a big thing.
And interestingly, there was a stat that they gave us at the conference, which was that 89% of Australians are now aware of podcasts.
Wow.
Which is way up from last year. That doesn't mean they listen, but they're aware.
They're aware.
So the awareness is going up. And as it goes up, the listenership goes up. And it's continuing to rise massively in Australia.
So what sort of numbers, do we have a handle on the numbers of podcast downloads in Australia, not necessarily of Australian content, but how many are downloaded? Do we have any sort of an idea on that?
Not really. The measurement of things is a bit
haphazard.
Still in its infancy, really.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to work out how to measure podcast downloads. Is it downloads? Is it some other method?
The interesting thing about that figure, though, is that all it is doing is giving a numerical number to how many downloads. It doesn't really measure if they listen to, and if they liked them.
Yeah, that was
because
some of the stuff.
Like, I've downloaded heaps of podcasts that I listened to the first episode and never listened again because it didn't resonate with me. It's kind of like the TV ratings,
yeah,
where all it really does is tell that your TV's on. Like, you may not be in the same room, so
yeah.
I think we're still figuring out how do we put a number on. We can get a number on downloads, but did they listen and did they like it is a whole separate...
Yeah, and the ABC do an annual survey which covers that.
Yeah, yeah,
so
which is still,
figure,
it's just...
The figure that they gave was interesting,
yeah,
in that of the people that did the survey anyway, 80% of them finished the podcast that they were listening to. So they didn't listen for 40 seconds or half of it.
Yeah.
They finished it, and the other 20% did... you know, a short listen, or we're checking out whether the podcast is one to listen to or something.
Because I've listened to podcasts in the car. So I've finished a podcast. If you ask me what it was in the end, I just was not listening. I've had it on, but I wasn't listening. So, you know, it's pretty airy-fairy still, I reckon.
And the other interesting thing is that most people listen on iPhones, on phones, not iPhones, on phones. 85% listen on phones these days. So it, the thing with podcasts, I think, like radio, is it's a very intimate one-on-one experience. A lot of people do listen to radio at home or in the company of others, but most people listen to podcasts, listen to them by themselves.
Yeah, on a walk
or... interesting thing.
Yeah. So as the podcast master here at Joy, what did you take away from the conference?
Some of the trends that I took away was probably the interesting things, and I wrote them down so I remembered them. More people are now listening to produced podcasts than a lot more than radio radio podcasts. So 76% of people who listen to podcasts now are listening to original produced content rather than radio rebroadcasts.
Because I know that, you know, with this show, and I'm sure it's with Word to Word and many of others, the only way that a lot of folk out there listen to us is podcasts. They actually don't turn the radio on. They're not streaming online. You know, they're actually downloading it, and that's the only, well, not the only, that's the engagement they have with the programming.
Yep.
Like, that's, you know, if you went into a lot of people's houses now, like, I don't have a radio. Actually, no, I do on a clock radio, which is about 100 years old. But that's the only radio in the house. But, you know, the what it does with podcasts is it actually exposes the content to international listeners, doesn't it?
It definitely does. And I've been doing some stats out of our measurement system. And one interesting stat that came out in September, and you'll see it on the poster up there as well, is that the fifth most common country was the UAE.
Yes.
For Joy. Now, in the UAE, it's totally illegal to be an LGBTI person. You can be put to death for that.
Yep.
And there's often, you know, vigilante killings of people.
And here it
but
is.
Here are we, 405, it's only a small number, but still, 550 podcasts were downloaded in the UAE to be listened to.
Yeah.
So
it's pretty extraordinary.
It's interesting.
The interesting thing about podcasts, Pete, I reckon also, is the industry that it's spurned in terms of live appearances. So even though it's a really insular thing where you've got earbuds in or whatever you've got in, you're listening to it privately, then you go and see the show when it comes out. Like, you know, I'm thinking of, say, My Dad Wrote a Porno or any of the crime podcasts that come out, and they have a tour and people go out of their private zone into a public zone to watch them. I think that's fascinating. Like, I'd love to see the day when SatMag did like a sort of like an outside broadcast or a show where there was public coming in. And yeah, I just think it's a, you know, it's interesting that podcasting is so private, and yet
could be a bit dangerous, couldn't it?
We'd have to edit you. We'd have to have a 7 second delay. Yeah,
7 minute delay.
Yeah.
So again, Pete, you know, this was, you know, 500 people there. You know, great that the ABC is you know, providing this conference. Is there anything that came out that really surprised you? You know, you're a bit like me. You like stats. You know, is there something that really surprised you?
I think the awareness thing, and another trend that I was going to mention before was that Google have now integrated podcasts into their search engine, so that if you, for example, type in joy.org, if you type in Saturday Magazine into Google now, it will come up with all your podcasts in a list across the page, and you can click it and listen straight away. They only have 1%, 1.7% of the market so far, but that's probably increasing. And I think the shock thing is how big Spotify is getting very quickly. They've taken over a number of countries as the number one podcast provider from Apple, and not Australia, but in Australia they've got up to 14%, which is up about a third from last year. And that's without the ABC. The ABC haven't decided whether to go on Spotify yet, so... That's it. Joy is on Spotify, of course. All our podcasts are on there now. So.
You know, what you said, you know, that, you know, last month 400 or 500 podcast downloads in the UAE. And this is what I find interesting, you know, and you've done some, you know, stats for us, you know, many times on where the downloads are coming from. And it's interesting, you know, that a country that These are people that are making a conscious decision to listen to LGBTIQ content and taking a risk by downloading it.
Well, most searching definitely. For it would
and
be a risk.
Searching too. Yeah, searching for it. That's very encouraging, you know, that, you know, it's the democratisation of content, but also the fact that those countries probably shouldn't say it too loud, haven't worked out how to censor it yet. We don't have any downloads from North Korea, do we?
I don't think so.
No.
But it's interesting, only 42% of our podcasts get downloaded in Australia.
Yes.
The other 58% are from overseas.
What's the
biggest? US is the second.
US, yep. Then
and then the UK.
Yep.
Strangely enough.
Germany?
Germany's usually up there. Last month it was a bit lower. France, other European countries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's interesting that it goes across the whole world, really.
So in terms of, you know, some changes that you'd, you know, that you think might be useful for the way Joy podcasts or the way we present them or the way we promote them, I'm sure you've got some ideas there. Do you want to share them with us?
I want to plug a podcast that's coming up on Joy because... those figures about produced content are really interesting and Joy's starting to get in a bit to the produced content podcast. And we've got one coming up. It's the whole series is going to drop, a Netflix term, on the 30th of October. So watch out for it. It's called Let's Talk. And the first series is about suicide.
Yep.
And it's going to be such an important resource for people to use. It's put together by Switchboard and by another organisation called Support After Suicide and Hamish Blank, who is the Joy contact.
Yeah.
And it's a 12-part series that's going to go down on the 30th of October. But you can listen to a preview because he's put a preview up as well. So. So I think moving a bit more to produced content.
Yeah.
And also looking at recommending our podcasts in our other podcasts.
Yes.
That was the second biggest reason why people listen to a new podcast that came out of the conference. So doing that would be a really useful thing, just getting some sound bits and putting them on the air.
Mm.
Was there discussion of what the favourite themes were in terms of podcasts? I listen to a lot of crime podcasts, and so I think that everybody does, but was there discussions of what is of most interest to people?
There were. They have a list. If you go to abc.net.au, AusPod, their whole research paper that they did is there as a PowerPoint. And all the sessions in the conference are actually on podcast, strangely enough.
Wow.
So the ABC, of course, has the money to record them all. So they recorded them all and have put them up there now.
Great.
So you can go and listen to the whole thing if you want to. If you've got a few hours to spare. Quite a few hours. It was a whole day.
Yeah.
Well, the most common news and current affairs came up second in all age groups. So there's a lot of people who are looking for news and current affairs on podcasts. And 60%, I would say, of the people there were journalists, which is really good for the podcasting because you've got people who know what they're doing and know how to work with the news, putting out podcasts.
And, you know, a lot of motoring journalists, you know, where they've gone from hard copy print, they're now, you know, online, but they're actually increasingly doing podcasts.
Yeah.
Because it's a different group of people that are listening. A bit of crossover, but a different group of people listening.
Yeah.
Pete Holmes, thank you.
A pleasure.
Thank you for the update. And, of course, you can download Joy Podcast from iTunes, from our website, from Spotify and doing the dreaded Google search. I encourage you to do so because you won't get diversity of content, anything like you hear on Joy.
It's probably the biggest set of diverse content in the world,
I agree.
Saturday Magazine is proudly sponsored by Velocity Rewards, the loyalty program of Virgin Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.